Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. From the dozens of series on our podcast, to the Qalam app, all the classes that Qalam does online, all the lectures, live events, and different programs that Qalam conducts for the benefit of the community, completely free of charge. Please go to supportqalam.com and support our efforts so that we can continue doing this work, we can increase our efforts, and you can secure your sadaqah jariyah and have a share in all the reward and good that is going on. Once again, please go to supportqalam.com, donate and contribute generously. The following session is from the Qalam Qiyam in Ramadan 2020, where all of our instructors came together to deliver a night of inspirational talks and lectures on the 27th night of Ramadan. I hope and pray that you find the following lecture beneficial. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Next up, continuing on this topic of forgiveness and repentance, we have Sheikh Mikhail.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, O you who believe, توبوا إلى الله, turn back to Allah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbatan nasuha, a sincere, complete repentance. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Fafirru ilallah. Run back, race back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ilallah. Ibn Kathir, he says, this means, Fafirru min dhunubikum ila maghfira. Run away from your sins to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, tonight is a special night. It is a night where we have an opportunity to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unlike any other night of the year. And I'll say something even more so, more than any other night in your entire life, because the present moment that you have is the most precious moment that there is. So right now, brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to renew our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like never before. And as you heard in the previous lecture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than anything. More than anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to turn back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to, after sinning, after we've made mistakes, after we've turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day after day after day after day, and night after night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never lost hope in us. So we must never lose hope in Allah. As you just heard about the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah loves your tawbah more than a person who lost their camel with everything on it. They thought their life was done. And then when they found that camel back with them, the joy that they felt, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you to turn back to Him more than that person who got their life back. So tonight is a night about turning to Allah. Tubu ilallah, ayyuhal mu'minun, la'allakum tuflihun. Allah says, return collectively, everyone, do tawbah back to Allah, so that you may be successful. One narration, which is narrated by Imam Muslim and Bukhari, it's a beautiful narration that explains how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to turn back to Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna abdan asaba dhanban." There was one person that they committed a sin. This could be me. This could be you. فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّ إِنِّي أَذْنَبْتُ فَغْفِرْهُ. They said, "Ya Allah, I have sinned. I have disobeyed. Oh Allah, please forgive me." فَقَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that his Lord looks at him and he says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا, that my servant knows that he has a Lord, that يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ, that forgives his sins, وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. So he forgave him. Allah forgave him. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ مَا شَاءَ. The hadith says, then a little time passed, short time. ثُمَّ أَصَابَ ذَنْبًا آخَرَ. The person fell into another sin, just a little bit longer. How does this sound like me and you? So clearly the Prophet is talking about me and you. Hear yourself in this story and see the glad tidings that the Prophet ﷺ is giving you. He says, ثُمَّ مَكَثَ مَاشَاءَ. A little time passed and the person fell into another sin. وَرُبَّمَا قَالَ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the person said, يَا رَبِّ إِنِّي أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا آخَرَ. Ya Allah, I committed another sin. فَغْفِرْهُ لِي. Ya Allah, please forgive this sin for me. Forgive me for this sin. قَالَ رَبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِ. My servant knows, أَنَّ لَهُ رَبْ, that he has a Lord that forgives his sins. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah forgave him. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ. Subhanallah, we know the routine because this is about me and you. The Prophet ﷺ says, ثُمَّ مَكَثَ مَا شَاءَ. A little more time passed. The person fell into another sin and he did the same thing. He said, يَا رَبِّ إِنِّي أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا آخَرَ. I've committed another sin. And Allah said the same thing. Said the same thing. Then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to this person, فَقَالَ رَبُّهُ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي. I have forgiven my servant. فَلْيَعْمَلْ مَا شَاءَ. The hadith says, so do whatever you want to do. I have forgiven you. Do whatever you want to do. Tonight is a night of mercy. The scholars say, why did the Prophet ﷺ tell us that Allah said, do whatever you want to do? Because this person has understood that every time I break the relationship with Allah by sinning, I turn back to Allah. I turn back to Allah. And you know what happens? The relationship gets stronger. The relationship gets stronger and stronger and stronger because every time you slip up, you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Tuba liman idha matat ma'ahu dhunubahu. Glad tidings to the person who when they die, their sins die with him. Brothers and sisters, don't die with your sins. But there are some people who when they die, their sins die too. And what he explains, he says that these are the people who while they were living, they realized the opportunities for Tawbah came and they said, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, please forgive me. So you know what? When they die, their sins die too. They're gone. They're gone. But then Imam Ghazali, he says, وَوَيْلُ الطَّوِيلِ لِمَنْ يَمُوتَ وَتَبَقَ ذُنُوبَهُ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ وَمِئَةَ سَنَةٍ أَوْ أَكْثَرَ يُعَذِّبُ بِهَا فِي قَبْرِهِ وَيُسْأَلُ عَنْهُ فِي آخِرَةِ إِنْقِرَاضِهِ. He says, and bad news for the person who when they die, their sins live for another 200 years with them in the grave. Now I know what Shaitan tells us and I know what our nafs says. Our nafs says, Mikhail, you're going to sin tomorrow. You're going to sin tomorrow, Mikhail. So how are you going to do sincere tawbah tonight? Well, you know what you tell Shaitan? You know what you tell your nafs? You say, I don't know if I have life tomorrow. I'm only responsible for today. So Ya Allah, forgive me. I'll never turn back to those sins as long as I have life. I'll turn away from them and I need my relationship with you. Brothers and sisters, our relationship with Allah is like a small child, a small toddler with its mother. No matter how angry the mother becomes, no matter how many times the mother pushes the child away, the child understands that it has nowhere to go but back to Allah, but back to its mother. That's how we are. We've sinned a lot. When no one was watching, Allah was watching. When no one was watching, the angels were recording. And if we don't do tawbah, if we don't return to Allah tonight, those deeds will be presented before us, moment by moment, second by second. You will watch what you did. And not only that, the hadith tell us that the entire creation will be watching you as well. How will you stand before your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your students, when your life is playing before their eyes? And how will you stand before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How would you hold your head up when those sins have just been seen by everyone? There is a narration in Tabarani where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna li rabbikum fi ayami dahrikum nafahat." Indeed, there are moments in your life from Allah where a divine breeze blows. تعرضوا لها. Stand up in the breeze. Present yourself before that breeze. لعله أن يصيبكم نفحة. So that maybe the breeze, the air may touch you. فلا تشقون بعدها أبدا. And if that breeze touches you, if that breeze touches you, perhaps you will never be wretched for the rest of your existence. When those moments come where it feels as if there's an angel right next to you, when those moments come and your heart feels soft, that's the nafahat. That's that divine breeze. And take advantage of it, because when it comes, it's like a guest. And guests only come back to places they feel welcome in. Fudayl bin Ayyad is a great scholar from our history. Amazing, amazing person. His lectures would shake your heart. His knowledge was deep. But do you know where his beginning was? He was a thief. Forget thief, he was a highway robber. He would mug people in the streets for their money. And one day, see, he fell in love with someone. And he was going to meet her, so he climbed up on the fence. And as he was climbing the fence to sneak in, he heard someone with some sincere qira'ah, reciting the Quran. And the person recited the verses from Surah Al-Hadid, where Allah asks a question. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَقْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah asks me and you, and Fudayl bin Ayyad at that moment as well, has not the time come for our hearts to humble themselves before Allah? While he was sitting on top of that wall, about to climb over, he heard the verse and he stopped. And he said, yes, the time has come. He came down from the fence. He came down and he said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I turn back to you. Atubu ilik, I turn back to you. He sat down on the street, just in tears, just thinking over himself. And as he's sitting there, a group of people were walking past. They didn't see him there, but they say to one another, hey guys, quick, quick, quick. You know that guy, Fudayl bin Ayyad, yo, he's in these streets these days. We gotta keep moving. And he hears that and he says, Subhanallah, here I am, scaring mu'min, robbing Muslims. They're worried about me, Ya Allah. I make my tawbah, I'm going to Mecca. He moved, he left. And from that moment, he was a new person. From that moment, he was a new person. That was the moment of his tawbah. The scholars say that we would just look at his face and we would be drawn to do tawbah just by looking at him. Brothers and sisters, tonight is a night of turning to Allah. It is a night of begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew our relationship with Him. Allah knows our shortcomings. But Allah says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِن رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. None loses hope in the mercy of Allah. إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, except people who don't know Allah. We know Allah. We know He loves our tawbah. And we know that this is a special night for tawbah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters, said, none of us will get to Jannah by our actions. All that Quran, all that dhikr, all that humanitarian work, none of our actions will make us reach. We don't have enough. We don't have enough currency to reach to pay for Jannah. So when the Sahaba heard that, they said, wala anta ya Rasulullah. Even you, ya Rasulullah, your actions aren't enough. He said, wala ana illa an yataghammadni Allahu bi rahmah. Except only, I will only get Jannah if Allah showers His mercy upon me. Brothers and sisters, raise your hands tonight. Raise your hands tonight and remove the burden of your sins. Get them off of your shoulders by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah tonight could be equal to 80 years of tawbah. To 80 years of tawbah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a night where we all renew our relationship with Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who witness the nafahat, the divine breezes of mercy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like see one of those moments like Fudail bin Ayyad, who while in the middle of the sin, hears the reminder and it breaks him back to Allah. قال الله تعالى ففروا إلى الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, run, race, rush back to Allah. We don't have much time. We don't have much time. How long is life, guys? How long is life? We don't have much time. Rush back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. You don't even know if we'll be here tomorrow. So make tonight the night that is your Fudail bin Ayyad night. Tonight is that night for you. When the live streams are done, when everything is done, you go in a corner. You raise your hands to Allah. And you renew that relationship with Allah. And then you have yaqeen. Then you know. You say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada. All praise to Allah who has guided me to this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We would not be sitting here today speaking about Allah's greatness. We would not be reciting Quran. We would not know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose us to be guided. Brothers and sisters, thank Allah for your hidayah. Thank Allah for letting us all hear this message. And we ask Allah to give us the ability to act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Ramadan. May Allah allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to turn to Allah, making supplication, dua, just turning our heart to Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use this night to turn to Him and gain repentance. Tuba liman mata wa matat dhunubahu ma'ahu. Glad tidings to the one who, when they die, their sins die as well. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you very much for spending your time with Qalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless all of you. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Barakallahu feekum. Sheikh Mikhail, may Allah preserve you.